CK Vancouver, Tank Tonight. My name is Tank Montana. I can't believe it, but they are here. The Goblins. Ooh. How you guys doing?
Okay. I'm really excited to be with you, Mr. Tank.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know if we can tank the top the Tank Masters. The doing that version of that Bare Naked Ladies cover.
Oh, yeah,
that was
Tankersaur,
wild.
Yeah, and Tankersaur did a new Canucks song to Hex the Kings, because we did a song to Hex the Jets, and it worked. And you're the first guest I've ever had that have actually brought their own gifts to give away.
Well, you know, it's the least we could do to listeners.
And you're in full costume. Now, can I explain to all the listeners what you guys look like right now?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, you're called the Goblins, the Goblin, and a Goblin. Okay, you guys, they look like ghosts with really bright purple and gold.
And tight.
Tight, very tight.
Yeah, we were formed at Value Village in early 1992. We were just walking down Value Village in Bellingham, Washington. We saw the stuff, and we knew we would be the Goblins.
And you are dressed. You are in full gear. And did it take a long time to make these costumes?
Ooh. It probably took the person that knitted these Washington State Husky cheerleading outfits quite a long time to make them. For us, no.
Now, like most ghost costumes, I can see that the eyes are professionally cut out.
Yes. Yes, that's great. I did it.
Did you do it yourselves, or did a mother or a girlfriend have to do it?
She directed us, and she told us where to cut, because, you know, we need a professional seamstress to get this.
I can tell. Now you have keyboards in here, you have a bass in here, you have a whole drum set in here.
Yes.
This is absolutely unbelievable. When I had Randy Bachman in here, he just brought his guitar.
Who else have you had in here, Tank? Like, who else are the Goblins, like, touching windsocks with?
Like, famous people?
Well, yeah, anybody. Well, like, Rick Emmett, you said?
Rick Emmett, Kay Whitmore, Canucks backup goaltender, who hasn't seen any action this year in the playoffs. But he was sitting right where you're standing.
Hart?
Yeah, I think Hart was in here one time. Every famous person that walks by comes in. We even had Dan Hill not too long ago.
Wow.
That is pretty exciting. So the Goblins are from Vancouver?
We're from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You're taking part in the Music West Fest next week?
That's what we're here for. We're just so honored to be on the
And where are you going to be playing?
We're going to be playing at the Town Pump.
Town Pump.
On Saturday, May 8th, with the Rio Statics from Toronto, Ontario, who, on their latest album, got Neil Peart to do some drumming.
No way.
So, like, Rick Emmett was on here, and now we're with the guy, we're playing with a band that had Neil Peart, so we're becoming one with the Canadian rock community.
And Neil's, like, one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he is the best.
Neil Peart. Yeah, he's in the house. He's down with OPP.
My headache's gone. I had a headache all day. Now that you guys came, my headache's gone.
We haven't heard the music yet.
Hold on.
So you guys, you almost ready to play a song for us?
Yeah, we got our first song coming up. It's called We Are the Goblins.
We Are the Goblins.
We're the Goblins. Let's get the standby switch off.
All right. All right, I think we're almost set. We can test it out a little bit. It might be a bit too loud, because if it gets too loud, these mics shut off. But you can give us a little toot on that. That is an organ.
Yes.
Okay. I think it might be a bit too loud. You know,
it's turned all the way down now. Maybe when the drums start, it'll get quieter.
Well, maybe if the drummer doesn't drum as loud as you were in rehearsal. Go ahead. These are the Goblins, Tank at Night on CK.
Hit it.
We'll be right back.
Unbelievable. The Mike. Goblins live on CK. You guys, incredible.
Thanks.
More! Thank you. More! Thank
you. Okay,
what was that called?
That was called We Are the Goblins.
We Are the Goblins.
This next song, what should we do? Should we do a song called Concentrate, or should we do 2x4? 2x4, I'd
2x4!
2x4!
The Goblins! Tank at Night! TK in full costume! The Goblins and 2x4 on CK. Now, how did you get 2x4 out of that song? Like,
originally the snare, it's supposed to sound like a piece of wood.
Ah.
Demonstrate it, shall you, the Goblin?
You should have to stuff my Goblin outfit in this drum like this.
Okay.
But I didn't have time to do that tonight.
All right.
So what it does is silence that little noisy thing at the bottom, and it just goes... But tonight I had a slight malfunction.
So that's our lines, as opposed to the traditional rock sound, which would be...
Something like this.
So that's a bit of studio wizardry for you from the Goblins.
That is incredible.
Respective bands and, yeah, the Music West Festival, the Goblins, Real Statics, a lot of other cool bands coming to town too.
Next Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, you guys will be playing at the Town Pump, showing off your wares. And is this the same costumes you will be wearing?
Oh, yes.
It is, and we're playing also with another band. I don't know if this name is too hot to handle for LG, but they're called Sex with Nixon.
Ah, I've heard of them. I have. It's not a cool name as Tankersaur, but it's cool. It is cool.
Your band's the best. So, how are things going here?
We're hoping for a record contract, and we hope to get on Solid Gold.
Hey, is that still around?
Maybe that's why we haven't heard anything. More from the Goblins in a bit.
From Universal Pictures.
I'm Eric Idle.
Cue the music.
I'm here to tell you about my new movie.
Tank and I, my name is Tank Montana. The weekend is here. Request a weekend. Music West is kicking off next week. And the first big band to appear on Tank and Night are the Goblins. Now, the Goblin is here. The Goblin and a Goblin. Now, it's sort of like, I guess, like the Ramones. You all have the same, like, last name.
Right. Actually, if you notice, A Goblin is not in an outfit, is he, tonight?
I have noticed, and I've been wondering why.
Well, you see, how the Goblins started, again, plugging Valley Village Bellingham, right?
Right.
Right, the Goblin?
Don't you have shares in or something?
Well, you just found the jerseys there. We found the jerseys. We knew we should have a band. We organized a battle of the bands.
Ah.
So it happened. And it was at the Leap Body Shop in North Vancouver. And it was called Welcome to My Castle, the name of the gig was. And it featured a band called The Evaporators, a band called Mother Trucker, a band called The Goblins, a band called Cougar, and a guy called Ed, the Sun Man. He used to be like in a wailing 60s band called The Misty Deep. And basically it was a grudge match between The Goblins and Cougar. And A Goblin was in the band Cougar.
Oh,
now,
I see.
Now, who won the Battle of the Bands? The Goblins or Cougar?
The Goblins.
The Goblins
probably.
Forcing Cougar to disband and A Goblin to take up another side project. And that's called Thorson, which is a metal band that he's in now.
So until he is actually officially A Goblin, he doesn't get a uniform costume till then.
Right, but we won the Battle of Bands. It was Cougar versus the Goblins, and the Goblins won that battle.
It's true.
What was the prize?
Well,
we got to play in the paint booth of the Elite Body Shop.
Steel room. That gave away earphones for everybody.
And remember, the name of the band Cougar was because, you know, there was John Cougar Mellencamp, who you play on the station a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
And he dropped his name Cougar, right?
Uh-huh.
So Cougar decided to take the name Cougar, so that's why they were called Cougar. But now they're called Thorson, named after Fred Thorson.
Who is
friends of a guy called Dave Thorson, and Dave Thorson's actually playing in a gig tonight. If we may plug that too.
Go ahead.
It's tonight at the Station Street Arts Center, The Smugglers and Superconductor, and Dave Thorson is in that, so it's all connected.
You know everything. You're like a TV guide.
He's the goblin.
I am the goblin.
You are the TV guide. You are the goblin and the goblin and a goblin. A goblin has the steady cam. The gob cam.
He's in Thorson too.
It is the gob cam.
The goblin.
So we're going to hear some more incredible music. And we must tell, on Friday nights I have about 12 listeners, we must tell them that we have a prize to give away. The goblins, or goblins, sorry.
The goblin, and we don't want to jam. The goblin, Scott. The goblin.
Oh. Hey, I asked you guys not to use my real name. It's Tank.
Okay.
All right.
How did that explain to the listeners what they could win? Because it's pretty good.
It's a mono, which means no stereo, 8-track cassette. And maybe your parents in their old 70s cars may have an 8-track player inside of it. And that way, if you win it, you can listen to these crazy tunes while cruising to the white spot with your parents.
Well, and the greatest thing is, if you win it, you don't have one, you don't have to listen to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But it really is a real 8-track.
It's the most useless format available.
So if you want to win this, we can maybe get the winner's name and you can autograph it for the winner.
We certainly will. They're going to have to identify skill testing questions. I want to clear the phone lines. And then we're going to have them phone in and guess the song that we're going to play.
All right, so you're going to... Okay, right now...
But no, I don't think this is the contest yet.
No, not yet. We want to hear a couple more songs from Goblins. The incredible, incredible band, the first band on Tank at Night, are going to be taking part in Music West. Next Saturday, they'll be playing at the Town Pump. So whenever you guys are ready, hit it.
Concentrate, perhaps?
Oh. Can I play the Electra Maracas?
Oh,
on this
sure.
One?
Go ahead, Mr.
All right.
Tank.
All right, okay, I'll try. I'll try to keep up. They liked it.
Can we talk to you from the audience?
I think we gotta listen to
them. Why did it turn on like that? That's amazing.
The studio audience really liked that. That
and
was an incredible
an AM
song.
AM too, I forgot. Is AM mono, okay?
AM mono.
No, actually, is in stereo.
On stereo, but AM stereo.
We're in AM stereo.
Is there such a thing?
But yes, there is, and we're on actually cable FM stereo. And if you have Rogers Cable, let's see what everyone's saying about it. Hi, what do you think of the Goblins?
Hi.
The Goblins. What do you think of the Goblins?
It was cool.
It was cool?
Yeah.
You could dance to it?
No.
What do you mean, no? It was really great. I gave it a 76. Hi, the Goblins. Ooh. What did you think? Call 280. What did you think of the Goblins?
Oh, they're great.
Really?
They're cool. It sounds sort of like a 70s type thing, the organ. it sort of does. Sort of.
Hey, thanks.
It sounds like a 70s sort of thing.
I think.
Sort of like the Doors were from the 60s.
No, but the organ does.
What about the drumming? Did that sound like 80s, I guess?
I guess.
Sort of like that Mickey song by Tony Basil.
Yeah.
Okay. 280, what'd you think of the Goblin? Should I let them play some more? Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good. I was just wondering if I could request and dedicate a song.
Okay, you can pick a song by the Goblins, and we'll dedicate that to your girlfriend.
Okay, the Goblins.
Okay, what's your girlfriend's name?
Shallon.
And you want to say you love her or something like that?
Well, yeah, I want to say, like, I love her a lot. We just got in a fight, but we're okay now.
We have a song called Hit It.
Is
we
it good?
Play.
We can play that for you
don't
and your girlfriend.
Don't get in a fight, though.
Is it good?
Oh, it's terrific.
You can sing along with it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's good.
So you'll send that out to her, all right?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so Goblins, we're going to send this song out to some couple who had a fight, but now they are...
And the song is called Hit It.
Okay, they're now in love.
We don't want them to hit it, though.
No, we
and
don't.
And we want you to join in, Mr. Tank. Or Tank. Tankmeister?
Tank.
Tank at the part. You'll
okay.
know when.
All right.
Do maracas and whatever.
Okay, all right. I'm into that. On CK is the Goblins, and that was Hit It, sending out to that guy and his lovely girlfriend.
Good singing.
Oh God, this is the most fun you can have without breaking the law.
We're gonna take you hostage tonight, you know.
Take it nice.
All Goblins all the time.
The Goblins will give away their 8-track right after we hear from AC/DC. This is Thunderstruck. Tank at Night on... CK Vancouver, Tank at Night. My name is Tank Montana, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, the Rhythm Syndicate. Request a weekend, 280... You say it, we are playing it all weekend long. I must thank Goblins for hanging out with me on a Friday night.
Hey,
like I guess...
you say it, we play it.
They're all part of Music West. The fest is kicking off next Thursday. Goblins will be playing at the Town Pump next Saturday night, which is the 8th.
And we'd like to thank Clodagh O'Connell. Did you speak to Clodagh at all?
Oh, I've spoken to her every day.
Of Music West?
Yes.
And Carol Marks George and CITR Radio and all the people getting involved with Music West. To bring the Goblins here, this is amazing.
And you're in your costumes, which I think is the best part. I wish people could come down here right now and hang out. And if you guys, like... next Friday, I'm having a Canucks Beach Bash. If you want to, like, hang out in a hot tub and watch the game, you guys can come down here in your costumes, which would be just amazing for people to see.
And we want to give something away now.
We do. You guys brought in these Goblins' Greatest Hits 8-track.
With songs such as...
Hit It, 2x4, Concentrate, I Saw a Ghost, We Are the Goblins, and many, many more.
It really is an 8-track, too. Not a joke.
Who can forget... Suspicious minds can't help falling in love.
Call in. We want to clear the phone lines. Yeah, clear the phone lines.
Yeah, I'll clear the lines right now.
Clear the lines.
Here, let me clear them right now.
Oh, wow. It's hard to clear.
Okay, the lines
the
are
lines
cleared.
The lines are cleared. And name this song and win a Goblin's 8-track.
Can you name that tune just performed live on Tankonite by the Goblins 280? The first person to correctly name the title
of
that song.
Call us live on air, okay?
We will take this. So put on your headphones so you can listen. Put on your headphones. You will win Goblins on 8-track. So you must have an 8-track to listen to this. So 280, the first caller who can name the title of that song will win this incredible, incredible prize. Hi, who's this?
It's Philip Pager.
Where are you calling from?
Vancouver.
From Vancouver?
Yep.
Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, B.C.?
B.C.
Hey, in Bellingham, Washington, that's where we got our, jerseys from.
At Value Village.
At Value Village.
Now, for this incredible 8-track, do you have an 8-track at home?
Yep.
You do?
Oh, sure yep. You do.
Do you we use do. It?
Pardon?
Does it get used by your dad's Don Williams records and that Roger Whittaker Christmas album?
Not anymore.
Okay, now you could win this 8-track from the Goblins if you can tell us the name of that song.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Hey! We have a winner! Congratulations!
Good call.
You are unbelievable. How did you know that?
Well, actually...
I just told him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is that your dad?
Well, yeah, sort of.
His dad knows Nirvana more than the kid. Can you believe it? And maybe if you guys have a party this weekend, the Goblins can play at it or something. If you have, a wedding coming up or something. Because you guys have a song on here called Wedding.
We do have wedding.
You do?
We do.
We do.
280. You can call, talk to the Goblins. It is Request a Weekend on CK. Vancouver, it's color code. That is Thomas Donovan. My name is Tank Montana. I'm here with Goblins, who are taking part in Music West Fest, kicking off next week. I'm going to be having bands in every night between now and next week. And you're not going to believe this, Rick Springfield coming to town to Richards on Richards, the guy who made Jesse's Girl a number one song. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Tuesday, May the 11th is the show. And all week on Tank's Tomb next week, Rick Springfield songs as a big tribute. Do you guys like Rick Springfield, Goblins?
I like that movie he was in.
Yeah.
Hard to Hold.
Was that St. Elmo's Fire? Wasn't he in that?
No.
It had all those stars and David Foster being a Canadian. He did something for that.
I don't remember.
We want to get Rick Hansen to produce the Goblins. That's our big goal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And any other famous people you guys want to work with?
Keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't want to let all the secrets out. 280, it's questions for the Goblins. You call right now if you have a question for them. You can ask them anything you want. Maybe you're having dating problems. Maybe trouble with your English. Maybe trouble with phys ed. Maybe there's a bully at school. You need to know what to do. call and talk to the goblins. Hello, what is your name?
Doug.
Doug, and yeah. What do you have to say for the goblins?
I want to know what you guys think of Green Jell-O.
Green Jell-O? Oh, yeah. that sort of Gwar ripoff band?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay, but Gwar did it first and did it better. Gwar.
Did they?
Can't top Gwar. In fact, I think I once heard of somebody who went to Gwar gig and got like ink on them, and it's still in them.
No way.
Yeah.
Red blood.
Is that? Yep.
That's styling.
Thanks, Doug.
No problem.
280. Green Jell-O's cool. Three Little Pigs. That's a good one.
Is that a big kid?
Little pig, let me in. Yeah, I get a lot of requests for that. It's one of my favorites. The video is even cooler if you haven't seen the video. Talk to goblins. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you having problems with dating, or what do you want to ask them?
Oh, no. I was going to ask them what they think of Ren and Stimpy.
Hey, it's pretty funny.
The Goblin is a big Ren and Stimpy fan.
I like cartoons much.
Really?
I have I don't know if you can see it through the mic, but I have a little Ren and Stimpy watch right
he
now.
He does. I am witness to it. He does have a Ren and Stimpy
holding
watch.
Powdered toast in their hands and looking, you know, happy as could be, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks for calling. 280 Gab with the Goblins.
We want to speak to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
My name's Eddie.
Ed, how's it going?
Fine.
All right.
Ed, you better watch out. There's a delay on this station.
Oh. Okay, here's my question. Of all the people you've ever met, who has the biggest pen?
What was he going to say?
He got cut off before he could ask it.
I don't know why he hung up so quick. Little Eddie Mitty, born in Jersey City, started singing when he was 5. All right.
How does he know that?
280, time for one more question. Then we will hear Goblins play one more incredible song on Tankonite. What is your question for Goblins?
I'd just like to request a song, please.
Oh, well.
Okay, you can do that, because maybe they'll play it for you.
Yeah.
One of theirs?
Or whatever you want.
Oh, We're Here for a Good Time by Trooper?
Oh, I'm sure they might be able to do that.
Okay.
Can you guys maybe do a bit of it right now? We're here for a good time.
Not a long time.
Is that those guys that do Boys in a Bright White Sports
Car? That is them. Three dressed up as a nine. Raise a little
hell. How about Andy Kim, who does Sugar Sugar?
Baron Longfellow. That's it. So one more question. Can you guys handle it?
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Sure.
Right,
yeah, please. More even. More. I mean, what else do we have to do tonight?
Oh, it's Friday. I don't know. What do you guys, the goblins, usually do on a Friday?
We go home, actually, and just sit by the phone and wait for it to ring.
Okay. 280, what would you like to say to goblins?
The goblins?
Oh, come
right,
on. We've been playing for the past half hour.
Thanks for playing some lovely parting gifts for you backstage. Hi, caller number 7. Hello.
Hello, this is Edward.
Edward K. Spell of the legendary Pink Dots.
Yes, and who, of all the people you've met, who wears the biggest pants?
Oh, my God, that again.
Who wears the biggest pants?
Yes, of all the people you've met, who wears the biggest pants?
Well, probably my mom, because she feeds me and keeps me happy.
Good answer.
What about you, the goblin?
Well, biggest pants, let me think here. I don't know anybody with big pants. That's all I can say.
All right. No, that was a nice question. The legendary Pink Dots?
These are excellent questions. The legendary Pink Dots, I think they're... I'm not even sure if they're part of Music West or not.
I think they are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think they're playing Graceland.
They're playing Graceland with Eric Stripp and a whole bunch of other bands.
They're supposed to be coming on my show, supposedly.
The legendary Pink Dots?
I just got a call from a manager today.
Well, go for it. They're amazing.
All right,
one more. You thought Skinny Puppy are wild. Whoa, wait until you see the Pink Dots.
Hello, caller. What do you have to say?
This is Bill and I'm 18.
All right, great. Thanks.
You're not 18.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to say for Gab with the Goblins?
Well, actually, I kind of called to request a song.
Okay.
Okay, can I?
Go ahead.
And I guess I'll come up with some kind of question.
Okay.
I'd like to request Bon Jovi In These Arms.
Okay, well, that's good enough. So Bon Jovi, here it is. Tankonite on CK. It's Naughty by Nature, OPP, CK. My name is Tank Montana, request a weekend. 280. Unbelievable! Goblins! Thank you very much for visiting Tank at Night on CK.